Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Last night was the State of the Nation address. And what is so interesting is, one of the big things coming out of that is that there has been declared a national state of disaster in South Africa. As though it's just happened. As though it has just happened. And one of the reasons that they're citing is that it will help the South African people. It will help the people of South Africa to have this national state of disaster declared because it speeds up legislation and it speeds up gazetting of things. And who's in charge of it? Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma. So really, Jacob Zuma hasn't really left. All right, ignore me. Take that out of the minutes, okay? But that's... Let me just speak to the expert before I get myself into trouble. Hilton Trollope, he's an energy expert and he joins us now. Good morning, Hilton. How are you?
Good morning, Tassie. I'm very well, thanks. Sitting here in Cape Town, perfect weather. And the weekend's coming up.
Yes, exactly. So we just all sing hallelujah. Hilton, how long have we had this profound energy crisis in South Africa?
So the symptoms of the crisis, the first nationwide, countrywide blackouts were in 2008.
Right.
And but that was as the result of about 7 years of inaction or failed action on the part of government to build power stations. And ever since then, it's kind of been a mixture of the failure to build power stations, building power stations that are born in corruption and are poorly constructed and designed. So those are the two big new ones. And then as the renewable energy revolution arrived, a pushback by people stuck in the kind of prehistoric days of it all has to be coal and gas for crazy reasons, and I'm telling you they're crazy.
Yeah.
And a dragging of what's it, a sitting on hands, a dragging of feet from the energy ministry in getting new power put onto the grid. So there are two main big causes: the Eskom fleet, coal fleet, so all big coal-fired power stations. They're getting old, or they're badly built, and they're badly maintained.
And they don't burn stones. They don't burn pebbles, rocks, and stones.
That's the corruption bit as well. So, and on top of all of this, endemic, entrenched corruption, where these poor coal-fired power stations, you know, to think of a poor, mechanical thing as poor, maybe that's what people like engineers like me do, but really they've been hammered. And then they put coal into them, and the thing is, Cathy, they're huge. People cannot believe how huge they are. You can take a skyscraper. You can take a 20-story building and put it into one of those cooling towers and you won't see it. They're massive.
Wow.
So when stones go into one of those boilers, which has got 400 and odd kilometers of tubing in it, it's not just a big pot. It's all these pipes through which steam go, and then they put burning coal goes over all those pipes and heats the water, turns it into steam. Now, if a stone goes and just damages one of those pipes, they have to close the whole thing down and then send people in there, cut their way through all the pipes and weld it together, and they put it back together. But now half of those big boilers at any stage are offline because the equivalent of broken down next to the road. And Eskom is just overwhelmed by this maintenance problem. So the solution, which Eskom has been very at pains to point out, is to get other generation capacity onto the grid. But the energy minister wants coal and gas, and the stuff that makes sense is renewables, and so there's paralysis.
What I find so interesting is that, you know, and I've said from the minute I heard this, or saw it on the news last night, because admittedly I didn't watch the State of the Nation address. I had no electricity at the time. But the minute I heard this, I said, this is not about helping the people of South Africa.
Oh, absolutely.
The state of the disaster is about the ANC's ability to move the election.
Yep. Because
And that is what it is about. Because if you want to help the people of South Africa, what you do is you get rid of corruption. Mm-hmm. That is where you start. You know, that should have started in 2008. But instead, we're on this downward trajectory because a fish rots from the head down.
Yep.
And you know, it is rotting through and through.
I'd like to, you know, believe the president when he says the reason for this, because it's a law, but what this law does is it doesn't speed up other legislation. Sorry to contradict you.
Yeah.
Because you can't push stuff through parliament with the status. But what it does is it removes a lot of the protection of other laws. So we have laws that regulate procurement, that regulate technical standards, environmental standards. And although the president said these won't be, you know, they'll still be implemented, all of these standards, then why have a state of disaster? Because it's precisely to provide even more room for people to work their way around these regulations. So I'd love to believe the president. But, you know, Kathy, I live in Cape Town and I went down to Parliament last night. It was a beautiful evening. But you couldn't get near the City Hall, which was where Parliament was sitting, because it's just barbed wire. There were about a million police. And I just had, you know, I'm old by now. I lived through apartheid and et cetera, et cetera. And I just had this horrible feeling of security state. There goes our democracy.
Yeah, deja vu. Déjà vu.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah, Hilton, that is where we leave it, unfortunately. But yep. Thank you very, very much for your time this morning. And thanks for just sharing your opinion with us.
And we'll make the most of it. And I don't want people to feel despondent, because really, we are the only people, we the people of South Africa, that can save our democracy. So this mustn't make us go and hide in our holes and or emigrate or whatever. Although you can emigrate if you want to. It's a free world. But we have to save our own democracy.
You know what? It's so true what you say. It is absolutely true what you say. I was having this conversation with somebody earlier this week, and I was saying the things that are the best things about South Africa are the things that the government, no matter how hard they try, they cannot break. Right?
Like a sunny weekend in Cape Town.
Exactly. Our climate, our countrymen, South Africans are the best people in the world. The kindest, the most resilient, the friendliest, the most awesome people in the world. No question. And the government can't mess with that.
One of the reasons I went to Parliament yesterday was I'm part of a campaign called the Electricity Action Campaign. Zaki Ahmad of the Treatment Action Campaign,
yes, who's
over the head of a previous president, got treatment to HIV AIDS positive people, you know, against the government.
Sure.
Anyway, he's one of the leaders in that. And what we believe is that we need to have a similar campaign now of the citizens to take our democracy back and make it work for us.
I just want to know why South Africans, look, I actually do know, because, you know, every time we think we're kind of getting a sense of how to cope and we're getting used to our load shedding schedules, they keep changing it, even if it's for a few hours. So we're constantly having to regroup and see how we're going to cope. But it amazes me that there hasn't been a national march. Instead, you've got one political party saying, well, we're going to do this, and nobody else participates. So they have 5,000 people who arrive. That's the first thing. The second thing is that what if there were a class action of all South Africans suing every single politician in this country because they haven't done their jobs?
Well, you know, the Electricity Action Campaign wanted to have a march yesterday, which I have joined before, to Parliament, also back in the day, in the 80s, etc., with the UDF, etc., but we weren't allowed to.
Yeah.
So we had our big meeting. There were about, I think there was 1,000, 4,000 people there, but it was 2 kilometers away from Parliament, and we weren't allowed any closer. People aren't welcome at Parliament, is what I thought.
Yeah, apparently. Apparently, the people of South Africa are not welcome in government.
But we won't give up.
No. We brought peace in this country in 1994, and we're going to do it again. Power to the people. Thank you so much, Hilton Frolop, energy expert.